Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 24 February 2026, and the news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Political analysts slam Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3 as a power grab. Zimbabwe diaspora group dismisses Ziyambi's claims about diaspora voting, and analysts criticize Jonathan Moyo over the ED 2030 campaign. And now for the news in detail. Political analysts have intensified opposition to Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3, describing it as a ZANU-PF move to entrench its rule. Critics argue the changes are designed to protect the ruling party's grip on power amid persistent corruption and economic mismanagement. They point to little improvement in ordinary Zimbabweans' lives since Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa came to power in 2017, citing ongoing hardships and unemployment. They maintain there is no need for him to exceed his term in office and are urging citizens to reject the bill. The Zimbabwe Diaspora Vote Initiative has rejected claims by Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi that citizens abroad need a constitutional amendment to vote. The group ZDVI labels the minister's remarks nonsense and duplicitous. In a statement, ZDVI argues the right to vote is already provided for under Section 67 of the Constitution, insisting only changes to the Electoral Act are needed. The group is now demanding that Zimbabweans abroad be allowed to vote in any referendum on the current amendment bill, warning that to exclude them would violate their constitutional rights. Political analyst Gabriel Manyati has criticized Professor Jonathan Moyo for backing the ED 2030 campaign, describing him as consistently on the wrong side of history. In an opinion piece, Manyati notes that Moyo, once a fierce critic of Emmerson Mnangagwa after the 2017 military intervention, is now a leading intellectual voice for Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3. Manyati traces Moyo's political arc from Information Minister under Mugabe through the G40 faction to exile. He argues Moyo's current support for extending the president's term marks a sharp U-turn from his earlier rejection of the post-2017 government. Meanwhile, Ziyambi Ziyambi flew to Nairobi for talks with Professor Jonathan Moyo on constitutional amendments. Moyo is part of a team of experts hired to advise on the reforms. Ziyambi cut short a trip to a United Nations summit in Geneva for the consultations. His itinerary, leaked on social media, shows he flew to Nairobi on Friday afternoon and returned the same evening. Honorable Ostalus Sisiba is celebrating his 33rd birthday today, describing it as another year of life and purpose. In a message to supporters, Sisiba thanked God, his family, and colleagues for their support, stating that leadership is about faithful service and building a future worth sacrificing for. Honorable Sisiba remains active in community development, focusing on youth empowerment and civic education. He continues to speak out against the proposed constitutional amendment bill, warning that any changes to presidential term limits must respect democratic principles. ZANU-PF Harare spokesperson and socialite Joachim G6 Chivayo has been declared a wanted person by the Hawks in South Africa. This follows his failure to appear in court on charges relating to possessing 15 million rand worth of unwrought gold. Chivayo and his associate were arrested in November and granted bail with strict conditions, including not leaving South Africa. The pair failed to appear in court in February and warrants were issued last month. Chivayo is linked to businessman Wikno Chivayo and was recently pictured at the ruling party's Chitepo School of Ideology. The Constitutional Court has dismissed an application to strike down the new Private Voluntary Organizations Act. Two applicants argued the law was passed without proper public participation. However, the full bench, led by Justice Rita Makarau, ruled the applicants failed to prove that Parliament had breached its duty. The court noted that Parliament held 10 nationwide hearings. The case against Mr. Mnangagwa was also thrown out, with the applicants conceding they had no evidence against him. Long-serving ZANU-PF member and businessman Jimai Muduhuri is facing criticism after supporting calls to extend Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa's term by 2 years, citing disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. However, citizens argue that many countries have held elections after the pandemic without extending presidential terms. The Zimbabwean government has walked away from a proposed $350 million health funding agreement with the United States. A leaked government letter shows Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa personally ordered the halt, describing the deal as lopsided and a threat to national sovereignty. Harare took issue with U.S. demands for direct access to Zimbabwe's health data and its critical mineral resources. The government also objected on principle, arguing that signing the deal would legitimize Washington's withdrawal from the World Health Organization. All eyes will be on the Reserve Bank this Friday as it presents its 2026 monetary policy statement. Markets are awaiting the central bank's plan, with expectations high for a possible cut to the policy rate, which sits at 35%. While the rate has helped stabilize inflation, industry says lending rates as high as 47% are choking manufacturing and agriculture. The Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce wants a cautious approach that eases credit without destabilizing the economy, while economists say the market wants assurances that policy changes will be data-driven. And in news from local communities, Retired Major General and war veteran Gibson Mashinga Idze is under renewed scrutiny following fresh claims surrounding a 1994 death linked to leadership disputes in Mutengwa village. A widow has alleged that her husband, former village head Jemias Magwere, was killed in what she describes as a calculated move to take over the village headship. Magwere died after being struck by an army truck reportedly coming from Mashinga Idze's homestead. The allegations have reignited calls for clarity and renewed investigations into the circumstances surrounding the incident. One suspect has been shot dead and two others arrested following a police operation in Kiredzi South. Officers from Chambuta Police Station tracked down three men allegedly linked to a series of robberies in the area. The suspects were allegedly involved in thefts at local shops where cash and cell phones were reported stolen. Police say one of the men advanced towards police officers with a knife in his hand after being ordered to surrender. He was shot and later died in hospital. The two remaining suspects are in custody and are expected in court soon. Meanwhile, the deceased's family has raised concerns over the shooting. Relatives allege they were told to prepare a grave before being formally notified of the death. They are calling for clarity on police procedures. Police have not yet issued a statement on the family's allegations. In international news, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has blocked a church mass scheduled to honor jailed opposition leader Kizza Besigye. Besigye's wife, Winnie Byanyima, says the Archbishop of Kampala received a direct call from Museveni ordering him to cancel the service. The president reportedly said it was political and needed investigation. Besigye, a former doctor to Museveni, turned opposition figure for over 25 years and has been in jail for 15 months facing treason charges. He was abducted in Nairobi last November before appearing in a Ugandan military court. Byanyima, who leads UNAIDS, condemned the cancellation, saying it shows the state can infringe on the right to worship. The move follows Uganda's recent presidential election, which saw Museveni extend his four-decade rule amid an internet blackout and crackdown on opposition figures. And finally, in sports news, midfielder Denver Mukamba has completed a move to PSL newcomers FC Hunters, according to close sources. The ex-Dynamos FC midfielder joins FC Hunters as a free agent after parting ways with Dynamos at the end of last season. His departure follows the expiry of a short-term contract he signed in July during the mid-season transfer window. FC Hunters are preparing for their debut season in the Premier Soccer League. And now to end this news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Political analysts slam Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3 as a power grab. Zimbabwe diaspora group dismisses Ziyambi's claims about diaspora voting, and analysts criticize Jonathan Moyo over the ED 2030 campaign. And that concludes our bulletin for the day. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.